Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Sally Jenkins is a sports columnist and writer for The Washington Post, and she penned a column on Monday about her opinion as to why the NFL is losing viewers. I want to get to that, but first we have to address the breaking story that hit yesterday around 6 p.m. Starting offensive lineman Trent Williams will be suspended for the next four games for the Washington Redskins because of the NFL substance policies. What do we know about this, Sally Jenkins?
Very little at this stage, just that he missed a drug test, and there are, you know, mandatory penalties for that, and he walked right into one, apparently.
Yeah, is there any suggestion that this is a recreational controlled substance issue or a performance-enhancing drug situation?
You know, it's not clear to me at all which it is, but in either way, skipping the drug test is basically a sure way to get suspended.
I noticed that the Redskins, you know, handled it sort of softly. Look, the guy makes $13.2 million a year. He's operating in a $66 million contract. He is arguably perhaps the second most important player on the team next to the quarterback. And he has two jobs. One is to go out there and play good football, and the other is to keep his nose clean and get to the drug test. So,
well, I mean, you know, that's the thing. Skipping the test makes it very difficult to know, you know, what was in his system or not in his system. The problem is missing the test is a basic, as you say, it's kid stuff, you know. And I'm sure that there's a certain amount of frustration with that inside the organization, as well as with the fan base, because that's a show up on time type of deal.
And with these four games that the Redskins are about to embark upon, it couldn't have come at a worse time in the schedule, right?
Right, and you know, I think it's important also to, you know, without knowing what it is. I mean, if it's marijuana or something, I think a lot of people feel like, you know what, that's a stupid rule. Let's get rid of it. There are a lot of people campaigning for legalization of marijuana, you know, in our society, but also, you know, the NFL is probably behind on that issue. It depends on what it is. It's hard to know how to judge him, you know, based on that. But again, you go back to, hey, if you just show up, then you're not dealing with all these questions.
Yeah, I mean, listen, a lot of people would call some of the holding violations for the offensive line some stupid rules as well. But the rules are the rules, and you're going to get flagged if you don't follow the rules. So as long as the rules are there, he should have followed them.
Yeah.
Listen, let's shift gears
to
this.
Just ask how they fix it real quick. Oh. What do they do?
Well, I mean, it's next man up. And the really good teams, the teams that get better at this time of year, and some do, you know, have depth. You know, the really good teams don't rely. I mean, look how many injuries the New England Patriots dealt with last year, and yet, you know, they were in it till the end.
Yeah,
so, you know, a good deep team deals with the loss of one of their best players by putting someone else on the field who can hold the line.
Well, of course, Sally Jenkins, you know that's comparing apples to oranges, because Bill Belichick actually did make a deal with Beelzebub at some point in his life and sold his soul. So that's the only explanation as to the Patriots' success.
You know, she's not agreeing with you.
I kind of don't even know what you mean.
the only reason why they could be doing so well is because he has a pact with the devil. or some people would say he is the devil incarnate himself. That, leaving that aside.
Okay, let's take another team then.
You know, I'm teasing you.
You know what I said?
Yeah,
so,
I do.
Yeah.
Let's shift to your larger question, the point that you made Monday about the future of the NFL and your opinion as to why ratings are down.
Well, my opinion, everybody looks to all these sort of more complicated reasons like, you know, fragmentation and social media and new platforms and opting out of primetime, you know, watching, all of which I think is probably relevant. You know, Colin Kaepernick's anthem protest has alienated some people. All of these things matter for maybe a point in the ratings, But the larger, the really large decrease, I think, also has a much simpler explanation, which is that the game on the field is not much fun right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of stasis, a lot of mediocrity, and it's interrupted by a gazillion commercials and a proliferation of penalties that is really becoming annoying for the viewer. So I think when the NFL starts examining, okay, what's happening to our viewership? Why is it going down on prime time? You know, they have some fundamentals to start with before they get to the more esoteric stuff.
So, am I following you? You're not entirely sure that this protest, this Kaepernick stuff, is actually the major cause.
I mean, I hear from enough readers to know that it's alienated some viewers, mm-hmm. but not enough to account for, say, 24% decrease in viewership of I believe it's Thursday night football. 18% decrease Monday night football. I don't think one man's kneeling for the anthem. First of all, it's not on screen. Most people don't even see it. We're talking about 15, 18 million viewers. I don't buy that Colin Kaepernick by himself has driven away that many people.
How much of it has to do with the way the game has sort of been wimpified? I mean, in the fact that, you know, they're so concerned now about concussions, and it's a serious problem, don't get me wrong, but they've changed so the rules so that it's not the same game it once was.
Well, they have to protect the players. They know too much now about brain damage and about CTE. They have to do that. That said, I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, once a weekend I see some guy being carried off mm-hmm. on a board.
Yeah, it seems that way.
The game is actually, if anything, more savage than ever in some ways. The players are bigger and faster. The collisions are more frightening. So I don't buy that either. I think if anything, I think some people have been driven away from the screen by a little bit of guilt over the injury situation.
Hmm. All right. There's much to discuss there, but sadly, we are out of time. Sally Jenkins, Washington Post, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sally. Good stuff.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.